AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The driver of a pickup truck that slammed into a farm worker bus near Ocala, Florida, killing eight people and injuring dozens, is arrested and charged with DUI manslaughter. Florida Highway Patrol Lieutenant Pat Reardon.
That vehicle, for unknown reasons, traveled toward the center line, and the vehicles had a collision of a side swipe type manner.
And the bus rolled over. In some closely watched races on this primary night, CBS News projects Angela Alsobrooks will win Maryland's Democratic U.S. Senate primary and face projected GOP winner, former Governor Larry Hogan, in November. Also, Maryland State Senator Sarah Elfrith is projected to win a crowded congressional Democratic primary, which included challenger and former U.S. Capitol Police officer Harry Dunn. Defense attorneys question prosecution witness Michael Cohen in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Robert Costa.
Donald Trump's defense attorney Todd Blanche took direct aim at Michael Cohen's credibility, noting he's publicly attacked his former boss, from calling him a Cheeto-dusted cartoon villain to selling merchandise on TikTok, including a $32 t-shirt depicting Trump behind bars. Addressing Cohen, Blanche asked, "Do you want President Trump to be convicted in this case?" Cohen, "Sure."
CBS News confirms that the Biden administration has told Congress it intends to transfer $1 billion in weapons to Israel. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The move comes days after the U.S. withheld shipments of certain munitions, and the president said the U.S. would further cut back if Israel broadened its offensive in southern Gaza.
Congress will need to approve the transfer. As smoke spreads across portions of the upper Midwest, air quality alerts are in effect across northwestern and northern Iowa due to wildfires in Canada. Meteorologist Sean McAday with KIMT-TV in Sioux City.
If you have asthma or you know your lungs are a little bit more sensitive, in which case you're just taking some precautions.
The WNBA season is officially underway, and it was a rough start for one closely watched team player, according to sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Well, it wasn't exactly the start she was hoping for.
The Connecticut Sun spoiled the debut of Caitlin Clark, 92-71 the final.
The final call, courtesy of ESPN, Caitlin Clark scored a team-high 20 points. She went 4 of 11 from downtown, but committed 10 turnovers in the Indiana Fever's season-opening loss to the Connecticut Sun Tuesday night. Clark struggled early on, missing her first four shots and going scoreless in the first quarter before finally hitting a bucket in the second. Clark and company host the Liberty Thursday night. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Pirates series at AmFam Field. The play of the night, Milwaukee Sal Frelick at center field. The batter, Andrew McCutchen. The call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got it! Oh, Superman at center! Sal Frelick, game in Milwaukee.
That was a perfect route to that baseball. What a catch. And it kept the tying run from coming to the plate.
The final score of the Brewers 4, Pittsburgh 3. Sal Frelick also hit his first home run of the season. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on why Frelick's now coming alive.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is and then think about trying to play in the big leagues. And it's not just he's not just physically gifted. We wore him out a little bit in spring training, and now he's kind of settling in. So I'm happy for him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies here in the overnight with upper 30s close to that 40-degree mark by sunrise. On Wednesday, sunny skies, upper 60s, close to 70 degrees. We'll see some shower chances Wednesday night. They'll be more likely heading into Thursday. It's 53 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, from electric school buses to solar panels, how we're educating our children while being better to the environment.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
174 days to the election. We got a lot to talk about today. Which of the nobody knew at the time events will it be this November? I'll get into that in just a moment. Also, President Biden is hiking tariffs and protecting America. This is a good news story. I'll tell you about that. Outside conservative groups are buying Senate seats in battleground states. Citizens United strikes again and democracy suffers. We'll get into that in just a moment. And the Alabama Mercedes workers begin their UAW vote this week. So, you know, a lot going on in the first hour here to talk about it. In the second hour of our program, why are Louisiana Republicans voting on the side of child rapists rather than their victims? I don't mean children who are rapists. I mean rapists who target children. Also, Tennessee, who are being apparently supported by Republicans in Louisiana. A Tennessee woman was denied an abortion after her fetus's brain was not attached. She has, as a consequence of this, lost her ability to have children. She's quite upset. She's slamming the Republicans in Tennessee. Also, in the second hour, why are we allowing ultra-processed food corporations to cram junk food down our children's throats? Interesting op-ed by Ralph Nader and some fascinating statistics and information along with it. I'll share that with you in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, the Republican Party is lying about states' rights. Why does that matter? We'll talk about that. Also, does Putin's new defense minister shakeup mean that he's planning a long confrontation with the West, or at the very least, a long war with Ukraine? We'll talk about that as well in the third hour of the program. No guests today, just you and me and these news stories. A lot to talk about. My op-ed today at HartmanReport.com and my daily take, my opening rant here for the program, is titled, "Which, quote, nobody knew at the time, end quote, will it be this November?" And what I'm talking about here is that the Republican Party's favorite phrase when it comes to presidential politics appears to be, "Well, nobody knew at the time." You know, once a president is sworn into office, regardless of how much evidence there might be that crimes and irregularities committed to get him there, both the press and the electorate just seem to want to ignore the evidence and move along. I mean, after all, there's never been a successfully contested presidency in American history or presidential election, which is why, you know, I'm quite confident the Republican Party will again try to get away with their crimes against electoral democracy this fall. The big question for America is going to be, what did we miss that we should have known at the time? Now, we have seen this movie before. You'll recall when Richard Nixon ran against incumbent Vice President Hubert Humphrey in 1968, nobody knew at the time that Nixon's campaign had reached out to the South Vietnamese leadership and promised to make them rich if they just sabotaged the peace deal that they had agreed to with Lyndon Johnson just months earlier. A week before the election, LBJ discussed it with Senator Everett Dirksen, who said, "This is treason." But both men took this to their graves. It wasn't until, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, when the Johnson Library published the recordings of the phone conversations, that we learned that Nixon had committed treason to become president in 1968. Similarly, when Ronald Reagan ran against Jimmy Carter, nobody knew at the time that Reagan's campaign had cut a deal with the mullahs of Iran to hold the hostages, making Carter appear fatally weak and politically impotent. We didn't learn about Reagan's treason until the then president of Iran, Abdul Hassan Bani Sadr, immigrated to the United States, wrote a 2013 article for the Christian Science Monitor in which he laid out the plot. And then that story was corroborated just last year in the New York Times by Texas's former Lieutenant Governor Ben Barnes, who'd been on the trip to Paris on behalf of the Reagan campaign to cut the deal with the Iranians. In the 2000 election, when that recount was ordered by the Florida Supreme Court and halted by five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, handing the White House to George W. Bush with a disputed 537 votes, nobody knew at the time that Florida Governor Jeb Bush's Secretary of State, Catherine Harris, had commissioned a huge purge of voters using a list of Texas felons that was 68% black and Hispanic. Harris did this because the national pool of black and Hispanic names is relatively small. So black felons in Texas with names like Jim Washington or Jose Gonzalez are extremely likely to have similarly named counterparts in any state with large black and Hispanic populations like Florida. Thus, when those Texas names were compared via a loose match, Harris didn't require a middle name match or a birthday match, with Florida voters' names, disproportionate numbers of black and Hispanic Florida voters got identified as, these are Texas felons who must have moved to Florida. And they got thrown off the voting rolls. The U.S. Commission on Civil Rights noted, and I quote, 14.4% of Florida's black voters cast ballots that were rejected. This compares with approximately 1.6% of non-black Florida voters who did not have their presidential votes counted. In the state's largest county, Miami-Dade, more than 65% of the names on the purge list were African Americans, who represent only 20.4% of the Florida population. So, you know, we didn't know when George W. Bush, quote, won the election that his brother had thrown 90,000 African Americans off the voting rolls in Florida just 6 months earlier. Well, now we know, you know, George W. Bush was an illegitimate president. Ronald Reagan was an illegitimate president. Richard Nixon was an illegitimate president. Nixon and Reagan committed treason to win. George W. Bush just committed good old-fashioned election fraud. And then when Donald Trump was certified the winner of the 2016 election, nobody knew at the time that Russia had illegally poured millions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of man-hours into targeting swing state voters who had been identified by the RNC, whose names were handed off to Russian intelligence by Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. When Robert Mueller's FBI team determined that that crime put Trump in the White House and that Trump had personally intervened in investigations 10 separate times in ways that could be prosecuted for criminal obstruction of justice, Bill Barr kept the news from America until the story had largely faded from the headlines. So what's it going to be this fall? What's going to be the little trick that the Republicans play, or the big trick? You know, is it going to be interference in foreign affairs? Is it going to be, you know, foreign allies helping out, like Russia helping Trump in 2016? Is it, you know, what's it going to be? Well, we've got some clues. You know, first off, with the blessing of five Republicans on the 2018 Supreme Court, Republican-controlled states with large black and Hispanic populations are purging voter rolls like there's no tomorrow. Just between 2020 and 2022, 2 years, fully 19,260,000 Americans, 8.5% of all registered voters, were purged. And the purge rate in red states is 40% higher than in blue states. And we won't know the purge numbers until after the election. So there's that. The Republican Party right now is trying to organize an army of 100,000 so-called poll watchers who are going to, you know, election integrity people, who are going to challenge suspicious-looking people who might show up at the polls to vote, and who are going to be challenging the match of the signatures on mail-in ballots coming out of blue parts of the states. So there's that. Republican officials at the state level, all the way up to the U.S. Senate, are refusing to say whether they'll accept or certify the results of an election this fall if Trump loses. Multiple members of Congress have asserted that only the House of Representatives should decide the election, which, of course, would throw that to Trump. In multiple states, Republicans have passed laws allowing them to manipulate and change the location of polling places, criminalize voter registration drives, replace Democratic and nonpartisan election officials with partisan GOP hacks, and in Georgia and Arizona, throw out ballots from entire precincts. The Stephen Levitsky and Daniel Ziblatt noted for The Atlantic, quote, throwing out thousands of ballots in rival strongholds may be profoundly anti-democratic, but it is technically legal. And Republicans in several states now have a powerful stick with which to enforce such practices. Right. Then there's also, you know, historically, when politicians get caught cheating, that kills their political chances. But since 2016, and in a big way since 2020, when Republicans are caught cheating, they actually get rewarded by their voters rather than punished. So there's that. Saudi Arabia and Russia, both allies of Trump, have cut oil production by more than 1.4 million barrels a day to drive up gas prices leading up to the November election, just like they did during that dress rehearsal in 2022. Remember those? History shows that when gas prices spike over $5 or $6 a gallon, it'll have a huge impact on the election. So there's that. And then Russia fielded a small army of online trolls to assist Trump's efforts in 2016 and 2020. Expect the same this November, except this time, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, China is also getting into the act on the Republican Party's behalf. And finally, Benjamin Netanyahu defied Obama when he was engaged in delicate negotiations with Iran, visiting the U.S. and addressing Congress at the invitation of Republicans. He's expected to do the same slap-in-the-face gesture against Biden this fall, along with defying the president's wish that Israel minimize civilian casualties in Gaza. Netanyahu will do anything he can to ensure Trump gets back into office, if for no other reason than keeping himself out of prison. 1 minute. So demoralizing young progressive voters will almost certainly be at the top of Netanyahu's list. But these are just the things we know about right now. What are the things we don't know about? Is there anything on your mind? Can you think of something that I've missed here? What will it be that we will look back on if Donald Trump becomes president this November and is sworn in January? A year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, what will be the thing that we look back on and say, oh, that's how he stole the election? I offered some suggestions. What do you think?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden is getting the business of America done. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about unclaimed money. I love claiming unclaimed money. Unclaimed money is money that folks leave behind, you know, like old security deposits or bank accounts, tax refunds, uncashed checks, the list goes on. And almost 1 in 7 Americans has some. To see if you are owed money, go to unclaimed.org and search every state where you think you might have had any open accounts. In 2023, over $5 billion was returned to people who claimed it, and I was one of those people. I check the site every so often because new things get added periodically. In the last 5 years alone, I reclaimed over $300 in landlord refunds, and then there was this one old bank account that I thought I'd closed, but turns out I hadn't. It took just a few minutes, and it was really worth it. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips and tricks on how to save more and spend less, go to workmoney.org. Until next time, take good care.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. I mentioned Joe Biden is getting things done. This is amazing. Those of you who have listened to the program over the last 21 years, I am a big advocate of protectionism, of economic protectionism, of tariffs and non-tariff barriers to trade. I think countries I think generally this is true of every country in the world. Countries should be able to stand on their own two feet. we should be able to, if China cut us off tomorrow, we would be in a world of hurt. I mean, you know, every Walmart in America would be empty in a week. You wouldn't be able to buy half, three quarters of the stuff that we buy right now if China cut us off. And China's threatening a war with us over Taiwan. So anyhow, Joe Biden just slapped a 100% tariff on Chinese-made cars, electric vehicles. Why? Because they're made with slave labor. They're heavily subsidized by the Chinese market. China is only capable of selling right now around 20 to 23 million electric cars a year in their own domestic market. But they're manufacturing over 30 million because, you know, they're following Alexander Hamilton's advice to George Washington, become an exporting powerhouse. Before Ronald Reagan came into office and imposed neoliberalism on America, we sold things all over the world. You know, American toasters, American televisions, American computers, American cars, American clothing. These were sold literally, they were sold in Europe, they were sold in Africa, they were sold in Asia, they were sold in South and Central America, all Australia, all over the world. American goods were the pinnacle, the best you could get. And then, you know, Reagan with the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, and then George Herbert Walker Bush negotiating NAFTA, which then Bill Clinton signed into law. The three of them basically just blew a hole in American manufacturing. 20,000 factories moved to China and Mexico. 15,000 factories, 20 million jobs. So anyhow, Biden is doing something about this. 100% tariff on the cars. He raised the tariff on lithium batteries from 7.5% to 25%, from 0% to 25% on critical minerals, from 25% to 50% on solar cells, and from 25% to 50% on semiconductors. On aluminum, steel, and personal protective equipment, the tariffs went from 0% to 25%. So I see this as a good thing. The Citizens Trade Campaign released this notice. These tariff increases will help prevent cheap imports, which are all too often made with forced labor, sweatshop labor, or under other unfair conditions, from undercutting quality jobs and sustainable development at home and around the world. Diverse supply chains are critical to a rapid clean energy transition. As such, the Biden administration's latest efforts to fight the monopolization of clean energy technologies, by China, is the right move for working people and the planet. Allowing any single country or region to dominate the production of clean energies like EVs, batteries, and solars will eventually lead to higher prices, increased supply chain disruptions, stifled innovation, and a fracturing of the coalitions we need for ambitious climate action. And, basically, Joe Biden is doing it. He's doing it. But the Republicans have a plan. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, to take down people like Sherrod Brown. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour of that story and your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. Many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives. So we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. I had a quick story here for you. Conservative outside groups dropped $70 million on Senate Democrats in battlegrounds. This is amazing. $70 million in five key battleground states. Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada. They're going against Democratic senators in those states. Sherrod Brown in Ohio is probably at the top of the list. The group is starting with in Ohio with a $28.6 million ad buy, an $18.6 million ad buy in Pennsylvania, $17 million group of ads in Montana. The group is called One Nation, and they want to make America just one Republican-controlled nation, I guess. And as Steve Daines, the chairman of the National Republican Study or Senate Committee, I guess, he said, we're at cash on hand in disadvantage in virtually every race, except that these dark money groups are coming in and pouring, in this case, $70 million into these races against Democrats. Meanwhile, in Alabama, the Mercedes the car manufacturer, the German car manufacturer, which is entirely unionized in Germany. In fact, half of the board of directors of Mercedes is made up of employees of Mercedes who are union members. Under the German law, any company that has over 2,000 employees must have 50% of its board of directors made up of union workers. Think about that in America, right? You'd see a very different business landscape in America. You wouldn't see CEOs, getting richer than pharaohs. You wouldn't see, massive corporate, massive stock buybacks just to make executives rich. But anyhow, 5,200 employees of Mercedes-Benz in Alabama are voting today. Well, this entire week, Monday through Friday, this week. We'll know on Saturday or Sunday how the vote turned out. By next Monday, certainly we'll know. And Kay Ivey, the Republican governor of the state, Republican members of Congress, of the state Congress in Alabama are coming out and saying, don't vote for this, be very careful. By the way, the UAW has filed multiple union busting complaints against Mercedes with the National Labor Relations Board. One of the workers there said, and I quote, "It's a daily barrage of text messages, emails, and there's an app we have for work for every kind of announcement you can think of. And we're getting two or three notifications daily. Every time before the shift, we have to sit in the team room and watch anti-union videos. It's just a constant barrage. Everybody is just sick and tired of it." Very interesting. We'll see. We'll know next week. And I think that that's the kind of thing that, keep in mind, for decades, it's been impossible to unionize in the South. And now they're doing it. We'll see, but I think it's going to work. After all, it did in Tennessee a couple weeks ago. So what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
So the Dobbs decision, which allows states to impose their values upon women's reproductive rights and some pretty screwy laws in Arizona, and now this one in Alabama, which is going to require women to register their pregnancies, makes me think a couple things. First of all, what would you be registering? I'm going to use some right-wing lingo here to make so that they will listen to this. So is a fetus not only unborn, but also an undocumented occupant of Jane Doe? What is the status? What is the status?
An illegal immigrant.
Well, okay, that's fine, because if you're going to what they have done is they've induced personhood upon a fetus. So, in other words, the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment say that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process. Well, so the fetus now has more due process than the woman.
That's correct.
So, in other words, the party in question, the fetus, is that a person? Well, by applying the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment, you've induced personhood upon the fetus. So, in order to test that, have to get this back in court and make these courts say, no, it's not a person. First thing to do is, well, first of all, constitutionally, we should be counting all fetuses during a census year because the Constitution requires that we count all persons.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
The next thing,
yeah.
Well, you have to. Yeah. And if you're pregnant, of course, this will be great for Democrats because by far more pregnancies in urban areas, which are predominantly Democrats. Okay, on your income taxes, if you are pregnant in a given, say, if you became pregnant in 2024, but you're not due to deliver until 2025, claim that as an exemption, as a dependent, right now, this year.
Yeah.
And make the courts, another thing you could do at a lower level is drive in the carpool lane and say, I have two people. Let them laugh, but say, no, this is two people.
There has actually been two different women who've been arrested for that in different states in the last year.
Great. And they should be saying it's a person.
Yeah.
And
well, that's what they said, but they got tickets anyway.
They won't be arrested, but fight the tickets and make the courts say that's not a person.
Yeah.
And the reason I thought of this is because there was a case in 2013 in Canyon City, Colorado. A woman who was 7.5 months pregnant with twins came into St. Thomas Aquinas Hospital, Catholic Hospital. She had had a heart attack because she had super high gestational hypertension. She had a heart attack. She subsequently died of her cardiac incident. And her husband sued the hospital saying they should have saved the fetuses. And the lawyers for this Catholic hospital said no, because the fetuses are not persons.
Yeah.
And they won.
Wow.
Now, that's a Catholic hospital saying, this is a Catholic, the Catholic Church says that they're the pro-life and that the lawyers for the hospital said they're not persons. Now, if I were them, I would have argued they're persons maybe, but they're not our patient. The woman was our patient, and we cannot sacrifice a patient to save potentially what would be other patients.
Actually would make more sense. But even the word patient implies a personhood of some sort.
Well, yeah, but so that goes back to who are the fetuses other than undocumented occupants of Jane Doe?
Yep. Yeah. Amazing stuff. Well, thank you, Paul, for illuminating the bizarre logic of Republican world. It's a good one. It's always nice to hear from you. Thank you. Sean in Britain, South Dakota. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was listening yesterday and didn't have a chance to call in and talk about credit card usury.
Yeah, most people don't even know what that word means. You want to give us a quick definition or shall I?
You go ahead.
Usury is biblical. In the Bible, you're forbidden from charging interest, for a long, long time in the United States, I don't know when the law went into effect, but it was taken down by Richard Nixon in 1972 or 73. But we used to have a federal law that capped interest rates at 10%, or maybe it was 11%. Mm-hmm. And it was called a usury law. Usury is exploiting people by charging obscenely high levels of interest. And once that law was done away with, it was just open season on the American people by the banks and credit card companies. Back to you.
Okay, so many years ago, just as that law was changing, I had a Mervyn's credit card at the aforementioned rate. And I got a letter from Mervyn's stating that they were raising my interest rates, not because I'd missed a payment or was even late, but because at that time I didn't own real property. And I called the customer service line and said, define this. And they said, well, you're not a homeowner, so we can raise your interest rate. and they took my interest rate up. I don't remember what the exact rate was, but it was shocking. It was twice as high as it had been.
Right.
And so I paid off my balance, which I was in the habit of doing anyway. So it wasn't a hardship for me, and I had them cancel my credit card and send me a verification letter that I had indeed canceled my credit card. And the next thing you know, I had five credit cards in total, and all of them, because of the letter that Mervyn sent me, raised my interest rate to the same amount.
Right, because they can.
Because they can, and that was their logic.
Yeah.
I was penalized because the law allowed them to engage in usury.
Exactly.
And so what I want to say about that is I canceled all of my credit cards. And for more than two decades, I have been living without credit cards. It hasn't hurt me at all.
Yeah. It can be inconvenient, I would imagine.
Well, I have a debit card.
Oh, okay.
And I use my debit card instead of a credit card, and I have a debit card that gives me points, so I use it to my advantage.
Yeah.
But I still try not to use the debit card if I'm going into an independently owned small business, because even the debit card, for that business to process the transaction, the business has to pay a fee to the debit card company.
So, are you sure of that? Because I've seen companies that refuse to take credit cards, but they will take debit cards, and I assumed it because maybe the fees are just much lower.
I don't know how significant they are, but my son had his own business, and he had to pay a fee for every debit card he processed.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
And that may be a state thing.
Yeah.
But as Probably a consumer. Is. I have chosen not to use credit cards at all for that very reason.
Well, I think the thing we need to do, Sean, rather than punishing ourselves, is, although I get, I totally get what you're doing and saying, is that, we need to pass usury laws in the United States again. You know, cap interest at some reasonable level, 10, 12% at the very most. Sean, thank you for the call. That was a great one. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft Cozy Earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Primary results are in from Maryland. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
CBS News projects that Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks wins the Democratic nomination, defeating Congressman David Trone. If Alsobrooks wins in November, she would be the state's first black female senator. She faces former Republican Governor Larry Hogan for the state's open Senate seat.
DUI is blamed for a Florida crash that killed at least eight people when a pickup truck hit a bus.
We learned about the arrest of the pickup truck driver. Police apparently seem to have enough evidence that they believe they can prove that he was drunk at the time of the accident.
CBS's Manuel Borjoquez. Defense lawyers questioned Michael Cohen in Donald Trump's trial.
One of the first questions that Trump attorney Todd Blanche asked was, did you recently call me on TikTok a crying little expletive? And Michael Cohen said, that sounds like something I would say.
Graham Cates reporting. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Senate Republicans are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' vetoes. Critics say the moves are symbolic at best and election year posturing at worst. The overrides include bills to fight PFAS pollution and a population goal for gray wolves. Republicans don't have enough votes in the assembly for the overrides to hold up. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound inclined to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments Monday, Rebecca Dallet said there's nothing in the law banning drop boxes.
We operate in the law with a general concept when the legislature writes a statute that things are permitted unless they're forbidden.
The race for president is expected to be close in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Imagine being thought of as such a creep that they make a documentary about how creepy you are. That is the case for Kevin Spacey. Investigation Discovery's docuseries Spacey Unmasked explores the myriad of sexual abuse allegations brought against the actor for years now. The first accusation happened while he was starring in the show House of Cards. His character was immediately killed off, and his career doesn't seem far behind. The Oscar-winning Spacey denies all of the allegations. The dream is real. Our prayers have been answered. Roadhouse will have a sequel! Amazon Prime MGM Video announced that there will be a sequel to the reboot of the Patrick Swayze film starring Jake Gyllenhaal and naked Conor McGregor. Prime says 80 million viewers watched the reboot. There is no word yet as to whether or not the studio will insist on having even one likable character in the sequel. The studio says the plot details are still unknown for Roadhouse 2, but seriously, I watched the first one and they haven't worked those out yet either. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies here in the overnight with upper 30s close to that 40-degree mark by sunrise. On Wednesday, sunny skies, upper 60s close to 70 degrees. We'll see some shower chances Wednesday night. They'll be more likely heading into Thursday. Right now, it's 51.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be joined by former congressional candidate and small business owner Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll be talking about money and politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
So there's 34 counts. And
if they find him not guilty on every single one, then he has actually won, yes.
On every last one of them.
That's correct.
But if there's one of those that he's found guilty on, then he's guilty.
That's correct. Right. And he can go to jail. Yeah, if even one of those 34 charges is determined to be, he's found guilty on even one of them, then bingo, he pays a fine or he goes to jail or both. Jose, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Great question. Thank you. Patricia in Tuxedo, New York. Hey, Patricia, what's up?
Hi. Hi, Tom. I just want to encourage people in the Democratic Party to do something proactive. Not like I do the same thing. I do complain a lot because I know a lot about what's going on, and it's really disturbing. But I am a member of our Democratic Committee in our small town, and we write postcards and we make calls. I go out and I have to walk petitions, and it's all easy stuff. Mm. And we always need help. And that doesn't mean you have to give your heart and soul, like your time, but even just to give a little time, if you feel really strongly about the Democratic progressive cause, that people are needed. The Democratic Party is made up of average, ordinary people.
Yeah.
It's not like this big entity that we can just call on to when you have a great idea to organize something. If somebody has a good idea, like one of the callers had a really good, a lot of callers have really good ideas. If they can try to put it into action, even in a very small way, it'll be helpful because there's going to be a long road to hoe this November.
Patricia, give our listeners a brief tutorial about how to connect with an organization or the Democratic Party or whatever to do what you're doing. How did you get to that point where you were actually walking around knocking on doors?
Well, I live in a very small town. It's Tuxedo Park, actually. Mm-hmm. There's only like 3,600 people. So it's easy to find out who runs the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember. I've been in it for so long, mm-hmm. how I originally got started. But just find out who someone in the Democratic Party, some officer or even somebody that you know, there must be some way. Actually, I don't really even know because I've done it for so long. I know there's a county Democratic Party that we're a part of also, mm-hmm. but I would just contact somebody and say, I'm available to do something. And then, like I said, there's a big opportunity to write postcards, even for people like Sherrod Brown. You know, we're doing outreach to other people that are running for office that have a good chance of winning and making phone calls. You can't walk a petition, though, unless you get certified, basically, to walk mm-hmm. a petition.
But that you varies could go from state to state, know, yeah.
Yeah, if you in New York, but if you know somebody who is going to walk a petition and you know the area, it's great to walk with them and make mm-hmm. contact with the people. But there's just easy things. It depends on what your local organization is doing to help. But I'm sure at this point, I would hope that all the Democratic committees all across the state are doing something.
Yeah.
And we always need warm bodies.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't have to be a gigantic commitment. And if if you just sit around yelling at the television, that's really not helping.
Oh, and I'm telling you, I have been to a bunch of Democratic Party meetings in multiple states over the years, and the sense of community and camaraderie, it's a great social opportunity. It's better than, playing bingo. I mean, you get to know people, you develop friendships. And you're helping improve the world. I mean, you're making a better country and a better planet. Patricia, good on you. Thank you so much. Go ahead. Okay. Thank you very much, Patricia. And good on you. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Louisiana Republicans and child rapists. Really?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. So, for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah. It's,
and my, on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.